Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Gobble, gobble, it's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of November 23rd, 2018. We always use the Friday dates going into the weekends because many of our affiliates air the program on Saturdays, some on Sundays, and several, believe it or not, on both days, and we're thrilled with that. So, of course, Friday date's the best way to go. If you're looking for our show notes or you want to hear something again or missed part of an interview, whatever, especially today where we're doing highlights from our IFA coverage from Berlin last September, you can always visit us at intotomorrow.com. And in this case, check the show out for the weekend of November 23rd. But I'm sure you also know you can sign up there for our free podcasts. It really is very easy, and then you'd never miss a minute of any of the shows. It's all for you at intotomorrow.com. The Rosmo's in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline. Horatio working out of New York with us. Joe out of Atlanta. Beth out of Naples. Who are you here in Miami?
Chris in Miami.
Oh, very good. You wish you were in the Bahamas or something, but you're here.
Well, but given some of the temperatures I've seen around the country, I'd much rather be in Miami anyway.
Oh, I'm telling you, because you know, this past week, I was freezing my butt off for this Miami boy in South Bend, Indiana. Stay tuned. We'll have more details on that coming up next week.
Yeah, but we got down to a chilly, 68 down here.
Woo! Yeah. It was winter for us for a change.
Yeah.
I know others listening around the country are saying, shut up. I don't want to hear that. We're freezing. Well, nobody said you can't live here in Miami like we do. You know, we live where you vacation. Why don't you just move here? We'd love to have you.
Well, but while you're snowed in, you can call our Ask Dave hotline with any tech question you have at 800-899-INTO and win one of many prizes.
Oh, that's true. We've got a plethora of goodies that we love to share with our audience. And while we always say no promises, no guarantees, but if you hear something that we're about to mention that you would particularly like, tell us when you call in, right? The 800 number, call in, let us hear you. We'll do our best to get that item to you. Like, for example, from Nuvolon, their Flare Lantern Bluetooth speakers.
From Razer, we've got Huntsman Elite Mechanical Gaming Keyboard and a Mamba Wireless Gaming Mouse.
Ooh, cool. From Monoprice, MP Select Mini 3D Printer. Very cool.
From 97, Jot Portable Battery Base for Google Home Mini and Vo Portable Speaker Dock for Amazon Echo Dot.
Our next guest joins us from an e-commerce leader specializing in providing high-quality yet affordable electronics. I love that. And tech products, of course, to consumers. He is the CEO of a company called Monoprice, Bernard Luthi. Bernard, welcome back into Tomorrow, because we had you on with some other company in the past. And now you're doing your own thing, and I'm loving it. So welcome. How are you?
Great. I am doing wonderful and really great to be back on your show again.
It's our pleasure. Tell me about Monoprice. I kind of gather a little bit from the name and even a bit of my intro that you're very competitive with cool consumer tech.
Absolutely. We consider ourselves, and have always considered ourselves, an industry disruptor. We look for opportunities to take high-margin product, produce high-quality product, and put it in the consumer's hands at a price that's much more reasonable than what you would find perhaps in a retail store from a name brand.
Or maybe even online from other sources, sometimes not so competitive, that yet they want you to believe that they have the best prices on everything. Not necessarily always.
Not necessarily. And and we've made grown the company, continue to see our top lines grow, continue to introduce new products because customers are looking for fair priced technology, and we think we deliver that.
Ah, I think so too. How long has MonoPrice been around?
MonoPrice has been around for 12, 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Was founded by a gentleman, an entrepreneur, that saw a great opportunity to, take an HDMI cable and price it down from what was being sold for ridiculous prices. And the company's grown from there, just continued to add categories and products over the years, expanded from being a cable company to really being a full-fledged consumer electronics business.
That's pretty cool. I love that story, too, that he started with just an HDMI cable. And he says, why are they so expensive?
Right.
I can provide these much less. And he did, and it grew his business, which is dynamite. And now you're the CEO of the company, so you're certainly walking in good footsteps there. How many products? Am I correct? I heard this off the air, some 6,000 plus various products?
Yeah, we have 6,500 MonoPrice branded products. We also carry some third-party brands to sort of fill the gaps.
Uh-huh.
But the focus really is on finding great product, branding it MonoPrice, developing great product, and then putting it in the hands of consumers. And so we continue to expand, and it wasn't long ago we were talking about 3,000 products. Now we're talking about 6,500, and I'm sure if we talk next year, it'll be 8,000.
Wow. Yeah, into tomorrow, you just keep gathering more products and staying competitive and making it easy for us as consumers to shop for things we want and make them affordable. Of course, that's a key.
Right, and we do it in a, our business is a direct-to-consumer model, so we've avoided many layers of middlemen and where markups occur. And so you come to our website or go to one of our e-commerce partners like Amazon, and you can pick up our product and get a great price.
Dynamite. And what are you showing here at IFA this year that is getting some more excitement?
3D printing is a great business for us. We became the number one 3D printing company in terms of units sold in the U.S. and then globally.
That's awesome.
And we've got a full lineup of product around that, from entry level, working right out of the box, to education market, B2B plays, full lineup of 3D printers, great headphones, our Monolith line, which is our high-end audio. We're showing our planar headphones here.
And even though they're called Monolith, they're probably at least stereo.
They are.
At least. So don't let that confuse you.
That's right? Absolutely. But they are a great line. We entered into the high-end audio market a couple of years back, and we've seen that category grow tremendously. And I think we sort of shook the industry there because people didn't expect us to be launching products that cost $1,500 to $2,000 in terms of receivers, where we are half the price of our competitors.
Wow.
And then we've got some smart home products that we're sharing. We've launched Stitch, which is a complete home automation system, and that is a new category for us, and we're getting pretty good coverage on that and getting some nice reviews, and we're expecting that to be a big winner for us as well.
See, there's another reason to get you back on the show again soon, because we have more and more of our audience these days, appropriately so, asking questions about how to make their home smarter, how to make their connected home even more connected. And we've come a long way from just being able to have a device to turn on and off lights. And certainly the obvious, opening and closing blinds or drapes or doing various and sundry other things, the home security systems and cameras and whatnot. There's probably a whole lot to talk about in that category.
Yeah, that's an emerging technology. We saw a great opportunity for us because of our legacy and our history. The products there, like you say, range from everything for controlling appliances to being able to turn your lights on and off to security systems. And we're in about an 18-month process here where we're beginning to launch product on a quarterly basis. And we've got an app to power it all. And if you're looking to, smart home your home, we are going to be that one-stop shop.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll wrestle some smart home goodies from you and give them away to the audience and let some of our audience, who's certainly tech-savvy but smart consumers looking for great stuff, experience some of these things and say, oh my God, it works just like Bernard said.
Absolutely. You have my commitment. We are going to send you a care package to give to your listeners.
Ah, dynamite. So check out monoprice.com. I think you'll be blown away by 6,500 plus products. The great pricing and affordable electronics is very key, yet high quality. So I'm guessing it's not a lot of cheap stuff just because you just wanted to beat the price. It's quality stuff, and you're beating the prices.
Absolutely. If you read our reviews on our products, people that read them will tell you that Oftentimes they were skeptical, but they bought the product, and then they're telling us, you know what, it's better than the products that I've been buying that I've been spending an enormous amount of money for. So the proof is in the reviews.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Good point. Bernard, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at the Showstoppers event at IFA, and we're absolutely going to get you back on sooner than later. There's so much more to cover.
Great. Well, we always appreciate it. You do a great job with your show, and I've been a big fan for a long time, so thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, sir. It's our pleasure. Monoprice.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Be sure and come by and check out all the interviews and videos at our site. Lots of excitement from IFA in Berlin, Germany. And stay tuned for more. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
OWC Digital, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C, Thunderbolt 2, and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks allow you to carry needed USB 3, HDMI, and SD ports while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to your laptop, and up to 14 ports to connect to your monitors, external drives, speakers, wired Ethernet, and other devices, all with a single cable. See all of OWC products at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Kids watch an average of more than 40 hours of TV a week, and we wonder why some of them are rather numb from the neck down. Many, unfortunately, become dumb from the neck up. Well, most parents we know are trying your absolute best, but let us hear it Into Tomorrow help. You can join us anytime with questions, comments, concerns, opinions, some tech rage. We want to help you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35000.
We hope that you are already receiving our free once-a-week tech newsletter. Did I mention that there's no charge and that it's only once a week?
And it has tech news and a letter.
We don't share your email address with anyone, by the way. You can take that to the bank because we haven't in 23 years. We're not going to start doing it now. Your personal information is just that, personal. We don't share it with anyone. But when you participate on the show, of course, you win prizes. But when you visit us at intotomorrow.com and a little box pops up and you put your email address only in that box, we send you our free once-a-week tech newsletter, which, as Chris mentioned, has tech news in it and some thoughts, things to make you smile. A lot of our audience tells us they go through and read those first, and then they're smiling and giggling. Then they go back and read the tech news. We let you know who's on the show this week. We have Beth's tech tip all the time. Lots of other cool stuff. And, of course, the list of current prizes when you call in to participate.
We even let you know what some of the listeners have called in about on this coming week's show so that if you have a similar issue, you might listen and get an answer.
I hope you would anyway, but that's true. It might say, oh, I have that same question. What number do they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Our next guest provides one of the most flexible IoT platforms for connected lighting. The founder of a company called Wiz, W-I-Z, is Jerome Leroy. Jerome, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thanks, Dave. Very well. Thank
Good.
You.
Glad to have you with us. Interesting challenges, it seems, for all kinds of things that we're calling IoT, or the Internet of Tomorrow, even.
Yeah,
right?
Why not,
And the Internet of Things.
Yes.
It's kind of a goofy name, but it really is the best way to describe what IoT is, right? So how is it that you guys are working with IoT in what you do? Give me that idea.
I have a first good answer to give you, because I spent 12 years of my life in software industry, U.S. software industry, BA System in the Valley and Oracle. And 12 years in my life in the lighting industry, so the things and the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
And the last 2 years were IoT. So there is a kind of meaning
yes.
in my career, I have
yeah.
to say.
And some background, which is very good.
Yes, yes.
And then, of course, what you have now are very cool lights, yes?
Yes.
Replacement for the standard old-style bulbs.
We could say so. In fact, Wiz is a little bit more than another smart bulbs company. We are a platform, let's call it like an operating system for lighting control. So it's a mix of electronics. You need, of course, some kind of chipsets that are going to be inside the bulb or that going to be inside the luminaire, because we address both fixtures and retrofit bulbs. And besides this, this OS platform is, of course, available as retrofit lamps for, instance, American consumers on Costco.com or Home Depot and so on, but as well to lighting vendors. And there is a big diversity of lighting vendors in the U.S., 4,400 companies operating lighting, commercial lighting, regional lighting, and so on.
Yeah.
And this is a very scattered industry. So, of course, a lot of people know the big name, but there are many lights that are above everybody's selling in the office or in at a spa or at school, hospital, and a home that comes from a lot of different types of vendors. And that the mission of Wiz is to come and help those vendors to connect to the internet through some Wi-Fi modules, Wi-Fi plus Bluetooth modules, then connect them to the cloud where we have our web services, and after that, the end user can control it with an app. So, of course, the retrofit lamp is the easiest way to understand that for most of our consumers, which is a basic step. Yeah.
And a lot of people are looking into the connected home in many ways. In this case, it's a connected light.
Yes.
And becoming more and more popular, more people are paying attention to doing things to make their home smarter.
Definitely.
And what does this do other than just give us light?
Okay.
So how is it connected?
First of all, you can always talk about the engine on the gearbox. Why you can have more sophisticated engine nowadays is because there are more sophisticated gearbox. Today, most of people in the world and in the U.S. use lights with a switch or eventually a dimmer. Mm-hmm. But then you have only one type of light white. And, of course, everybody knows when you need to cook, it's a different type of white you need when you want to get a very nice dinner after with a good glass of wine, for instance. I'm French, so I'm giving this image, but they're very, very good American wine.
It's a good example.
Thank you very much, sir. Or watching TV or reading a book.
Yeah.
And to move from warm white to cool white, you need to put some intelligence on the bulb itself or on the luminaire itself. And then how you control it, wirelessly with remote control, and we got a bit of experience in that, or through your smartphone, and then very quickly with all the Google Assistant, Alexa around us, a lot of American users now are very happy to use voice, especially the kids.
And people are getting tired of having to go to their phone and open an app to do something.
Yes.
And it's like, why can't I just say light on, light off, or dim, or something like that?
Exactly. So this is where we've been putting some more sophisticated features in our system, where we have a preset, so you can define directly within a room what type of light you might want in the background. And when you say, hey, Google, turn on the light at 6 p.m. in your kitchen, maybe you need cooler white, bright white to cook. And you ask for the very same question at 10:30 p.m., you definitely don't want the same type of light in your face.
True.
And then by default, the Wiz system will give you 20% light intensity with a warmer white. And this is where we're moving from 19th century with Edison to 21st century for good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. And, of course, this is using the same bulb, the same fixture. But because of the technology that you're putting in it, we have the ability to control various things, including brightness, whether it's bright or soft or otherwise, and even dim the light
if you
a particular way or a particular time. So doing a voice control, you don't have to worry about it. Once you set it, you just give a command.
Turn on the light.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. For instance, kids coming back from school for doing homework, it's much better they got the right light for their eyes.
Yeah.
And not something that is too dim, for instance.
So and I'm imagining you get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom or something. You don't want that bright a light because, I'm blind. So if you say between this hour and this hour, if I'm sleeping and I have to get up, don't make it so bright.
You totally get it, Dave.
Yeah,
that's it.
Good.
That's good. Great. Yeah.
Well, imagine you're that. Yeah, I host a tech show. I try to get it. Sometimes I don't, but I try to get it. Smart lighting is becoming a bigger thing, right?
Yes.
Especially because of this kind of technology.
Yes. And we can say, by the way, that most of consumers around, including myself, used to spend a lot of money in sound. And sound is important. We're very happy to get better headphones, to listen to this radio show, for instance.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Or speakers and so on. But not so many people spend money for their eyes. And there have been recently some research made by, they got a Nobel Prize of Medicine, a team of doctors showing that the circadian rhythm, what defines what type of light we need in the morning, what type of light we need in the night, especially in wintertime and the northern area, directly influence our mood, directly influence our ability to enjoy and to be productive or to sleep better. So that's one next step of the WIS technology is after helping you for automation and using your voice control assistant and getting the right light at the right time, will be to help everyone, depending their age, to get the proper light to boost their productivity in the morning and to help them to go to sleep in the evening. And that's artificial narrow intelligence in a way, and machine learning. And the fact it's on the cloud and the fact that the light engine are more sophisticated makes it very compelling for any household, I have to say.
You're making me think that if I can get more productivity out of my staff, if I put these in the studio, then all of a sudden, I don't know why, but we feel more productive.
Definitely.
Oh, maybe it's the smart lighting. No, it can't be that, but it is.
It is. No, it's extremely influential.
Yeah.
Even I have I know quite a lot of people in lighting industry. One of my partner was telling me the other day that putting the right blue light behind the knee has some influence on your hormone secretion regarding your productivity and your wakeness. So it's a lot of things. It's an untapped territory on that things.
Well, we have blue light filters on our phones and on our computers, and there's reasons for that.
Yeah.
So, I could talk longer with you, but we're out of time. But there's more to learn, so we'll have to get you back on the show again soon. Meantime,
thank you so much.
Certainly visit Jerome's site at wiz.world. Jerome, thank you. You're a delight to chat with. Looking forward to learning more as you come out with more products and new things all the way into tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Dave.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany and IFA. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into tomorrow on this Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And, of course, we are presenting for you so that our staff can have the Thanksgiving weekend off as well. Some of our best interviews from IFA this past September in Berlin, Germany. A lot of cool stuff there.
There is, and if your station is it that you're listening on doesn't carry all 3 hours, you may hear some stuff that you didn't hear the first time around.
That's for sure. In fact, we hope that you're going to stay tuned anyway all 3 hours today because there will be interviews that you didn't hear. And that's the whole idea. We want to make sure that you also get to once again hear some of the things that by popular demand we brought back where people were saying, oh, tell me again about that product or this company or those robots or so many cool things to talk about. That's why this Thanksgiving weekend we're presenting that so that you have time to enjoy when you're out and about doing all of your holiday shopping. But call us anytime, by the way, 24/7.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Our next guest does some smart kitchen devices by working with partner companies that communicate with the globe's online grocery retailers. And you might ask, well, that's cool, but how does it help me as a consumer? Stay tuned. You're about to find out. The managing director of Pantry, as in P-A-N-T-R-I, Pantry, is Thomas Cooper. Thomas, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Yes, good to see you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me about Pantry, and then let's get into more specifically what you guys do.
Sure, yeah. So you're familiar with Facebook and how that platform connects you.
Oh, yes, that anti-social media.
Absolutely, yeah. Connects you to all your friends, and they can see what you're doing here over in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
And you're familiar with Uber. So when you leave the show tonight, you can call up that platform, and you can get a taxi back to back to your hotel. So Pantry is the platform that's hopefully going to be connecting your new smart appliances that you're going to go and be buying over the next couple of years in your kitchen and hooking them up to the grocery retailers that you're now able to shop with online. So let me explain a little bit more how that might work.
Because it already sounds like it's cool because it's helping grocery retailers and manufacturers of these devices, but in the long run, it's benefiting us as consumers.
Sure, yeah. So you'll go home after the show. You've seen all the new kitchen appliances that you're going to go and purchase when you go back home. You go into your local shop and you buy the new Siemens connected dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay. You go and take that home, you plumb it in, you connect it up to your Wi-Fi, and you can control it on your phone with the Siemens app. That's all very good. But then what you can do is you can then connect that up to our service, and we will watch as your dishwasher runs, and each time it runs, we'll count down how many dishwasher tablets you use. And then when you get down to your last three or four, we'll then send a quick order over to Walmart, and then we'll place a new order for you on with all your other online shopping groceries.
I'm not running out of the things that I'm using.
Absolutely,
regularly,
yes. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I want them anyway, so you're not out buying stuff that I don't want and never gave you permission to do because I'm opting into the program, to the service, and say, of course I want to know when I'm running out of these things.
Sure, yeah. And it's all those things that you need, but you probably don't enjoy buying.
Yeah.
So I'm sure when you go to your local supermarket, I'm sure you'd walk around enjoying buying fairy liquid and, you know, all your toilet roll and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not a particularly enjoyable purchase. You just need to get it week in, week out. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to automate that away. And so what we hope is that will then enable you to then go and purchase the stuff that you do enjoy and maybe go down to local artisanal providers and maybe on a Saturday morning, you wake up and you think, right, what have I got to do today? And at the moment, you need to go down to the supermarket. You need to do your weekly shop. Well, okay, yesterday the Walmart delivery truck turned up and it got everything that I needed in. So let's walk down into town. Let's go and go to our local deli. Let's go and get some nice fresh meat. Go to our local bakers. And you can go and enjoy purchasing those items. Like how it used to be in the olden days.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so
we long for the olden days, right?
Absolutely, sure, yeah. Well, not us. We're hoping for the future, but yeah. So there's all sorts of things like that. We have actually got our own little Amazon Dash-style button.
So it's like the maker community sort of a thing.
Absolutely, yeah. So with this one, yes. So the whole idea with this is that we're giving electronics hobbyists basically some templates to start messing about and building this stuff themselves.
Ah.
So clearly the big brands are going to be making their big appliances and they're going to be the best at doing that. But if you think about the person who creates the connected fruit bowl, for example, that's probably going to be somebody who's messing about in their garden shed and figures that out and then maybe turns that into a nice startup.
Yeah, oh, for yeah. sure. And it helps your end goal in the long run.
Sure, yeah, absolutely, because it then connects through to us. And obviously, from our point of view, we've got then this big ecosystem of appliances that are appearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, I like the concept, so keep up that good work. It's pretty
sure.
cool. Pantry, Pantri, not Y, Pantri.net in the U.S. I don't know about you guys, but in the U.S., we spell it pantry with a Y.
Yes.
But we want to make sure people get it right. Pantry with an I.net. And you'll get more info about what Thomas and his team are working on. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at IFA.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
My pleasure. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, intotomorrow.com for all the videos of all the radio interviews. Once again, this week from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Did I say that? I don't know. It's under these hot TV lights, you get tired. On the Advanced Media Network.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
So when you look at your brand new tablet or smartphone, is the first thought to go through your head, now what do I do? Well, then you're in the right place, because this is Into Tomorrow, and we're here to help with products and services, cool things, gadgets, gizmos, all goodies available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owcdigital.com/into. Again, that's owcdigital.com/into.
And while we present some of our best interviews and fun times from the recent IFA broadcasts in September out of Berlin, we're also answering your questions. Maybe something comes up that you hear on the show this week you want to ask more about. Call anytime, day or night.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Our next guest is here to talk to us about the air we breathe, among other things, because that in and of itself is certainly an important part. And we'll talk about, we'll take a look at Berlin where we are and see what we might need to be concerned about. He's the CDO, which is the chief design officer of a company called Atmo Tube. And his name is Igor Mikyenko.
Yeah.
Was that close?
Yeah, it was close.
It was close. Okay,
yeah.
Igor, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Dave.
Good. Tell me a little bit about the company.
Yeah, well, the company, we're actually a design company. So we've been doing design and manufacturing for more than 10 years. And because of that, we have to travel to China a lot. And, you know, around 5 to 6 years ago, we realized that in China, the air is quite polluted.
Yeah.
This is what you don't feel, right, in average, mm-hmm. you know, environment in the
always
U.S.
Always come back from China with a sore throat, yeah, a cough, yeah. you know, yes. It's amazing. Or try to hold your breath between buildings. Nah, yeah. It doesn't work.
So there were no devices, you know, at that point, or, you know, personalized applications where you would be able to know about the air that you breathe and the quality that you're breathing in. So we've decided to create our own device and called it Atmo Tube.
Ah, so I'm holding one that looks like a very portable device. You can
yeah.
put on your belt or clip
yeah.
on a pocket or something.
Yes, yes.
A very small tube. Looks
and
like
also on your bag.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Backpacks. It has that kind of a connector here, a clip. Mm. And think in terms for the radio audience until you can come by and see the video at intotomorrow.com. Think about maybe the size of a lipstick holder.
Yeah.
It's slightly bigger, but you get an idea. It's a little tube.
Yeah.
And when I push this button, what happens? Oh, a little blue LED light comes on, that number one, but then what does that do?
Yeah, I can give you a small insight of that. So
sure.
Basically, both of these devices, the small tube and there's a bigger one, uh-huh. the Atmo Tube Plus and Atmo Tube Pro, those are portable air pollution monitors. They track the air pollution in real time, as well as the temperature, humidity, and even atmospheric pressure. So they take all of the data and send it via Bluetooth into your mobile app, which is available for smartphones, like, you know, iOS devices and also the Android devices.
Android, good.
Yeah. So that's the app over here. You can show it.
Okay, and then here's the app. So this talks about where we are at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Having pushed the button.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And he even put it, thank you, Igor, to Fahrenheit, so we know what's happening. But 82 is the temperature, yes?
No, 82 is the, we have the average quality score over here. So it's
air quality score.
From 0 to 100. Yeah, yeah, we take various parameters of the air. We combine them together and make it more convenient to visualize the actual air quality score.
It's encouraging to see, as Chris is showing on the video right now, that we're in the good range.
It's
I was
okay.
afraid that the higher the number, the bad, the worse
no,
it is.
No,
but
no,
you
no.
don't want to be at 0 or
yeah,
10
because
that's
because it's
bad.
The score, right?
Yeah, that's true. A higher score, better, is better. And very cool. You hit the app, and it's talking about the air quality score, what's good between 81 and 100, moderate, 61 to 80, and polluted, 41 to 60. So we would always be in the 41 to 60 in, let's say, China.
Yeah, especially with this device where we have a PM sensor, and you know PM is a particulate matter sensor, and it's usually created by burning of fossil fuels and various types of pollution that are created by manufacturing facilities, which are a lot in China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
And to be fair, there are places around the U.S. as well.
Well, yeah, L.A.
Sure.
LA, yeah, has an issue.
Yeah, smog, central, and so forth. And various places around the world, and any country for that matter, that does any kind of manufacturing. Sometimes you have that issue, so it's something to watch out for. So this is cool because it alerts us.
Yes.
Now, if it goes into a bad scenario, does it send us an alert?
Yes.
Like, you might not want to be hanging around here very long because...
Yes, it will notify you about the environmental dangers, so you'd be able to make nice decisions and live healthier, you know?
I'm noticing a Berlin map here now on the app.
Yeah.
All these dots, there's a whole bunch of kind of red or orange and some greens and blues and yellows.
Yeah, red represents the bad ones. So you can see that next to the roads, it's pretty bad. And where the tier garden is, where the nice park is situated, you have the just nice green.
Yeah, along the major roads and so forth, you expect exhaust and therefore pollution.
Yes.
I guess since we're not showing it anymore, I'll sit back up again. People looking at me going, why is he humped over? Well, I was holding on to that. This very cool. Are these products available now?
Yeah, you can buy AtmaTube at atmatube.com.
Okay.
And for AtmaTube Pro, we are launching Indiegogo campaign. So you can go on Indiegogo.com and search for AtmaTube.
Okay.
And you will see our new upcoming campaign for these two products.
Very cool. AtmoTube. It's A-T-M-O tube.
Yes.
Because it's a tube.
Yes.
.com for more information. We'll get you there too to Igor's site and see what he and his team are always working on when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here in Berlin, and the continued good luck to your campaign and your products.
Thanks, Dave, for giving me this opportunity. It's a really nice show.
It's our pleasure, by all means. More from Berlin, Germany, and IFA, the 2018 edition, as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're back in our Miami studios next week, taking your calls and addressing your digital dilemmas and concerns, and of course, your other calls, helping other listeners too. We love those as well, and sending out more prizes. And we would love for you to participate. Hope that you have been fully recovered by then, at least, from Thanksgiving weekend, and giving lots of thanks for everything, including tech. Because hopefully you don't share too much tech rage, but we're ready for it if you need to. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline. Erasmo's in the control room. Who are you?
Chris Graveline.
Ah, very fine.
And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System.
Ah, love it.
Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
So let's say someone's got a question, either something they heard today or just anything in general about consumer tech. We can answer next week on the show. So what number do they call?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Our next guest has provided the world with the world's first plug-and-play privacy and parental control solution for all devices. Yep. He was with us last year here at IFA, and guess what? He's already got a version 2 out. So we wanted to be sure and talk with him again. He's the CEO of eBlocker, Christian Benefeld. Am I saying that right, Benefeld? Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing great.
It's a pleasure to have you because we always like to get caught up on new products that we've maybe previously talked about that were very cool, and now you've made it even cooler because you got eBlocker too. Tell me about eBlocker.
Well, eBlocker is, as you mentioned, the world's first privacy solution by plug and play. So the cool part is you simply plug it into your router. There's no software to install, and all the devices in your home are covered. What does it mean? Are covered and are safe.
Yeah.
It means that today, each website has 20, 30, and more so-called trackers, data collectors that are gathering your browsing habits. What eBlocker does, we block all those trackers just by plugging the eBlocker into your router, and we can also anonymize your IP address, cloak your device, and now with eBlocker 2, and that's the cool part, you can take it to go. So it's not the device you need to take with you. It's a simple app you can install on your mobile device that connects you with your mobile device to your eBlocker at home. So you are literally surfing via your eBlocker at home with the same security and privacy preferences you've set at home.
Very cool. And, of course, the opportunity to protect everything. And we're talking about parental controls as well. That's important for an awful lot of parents.
Exactly. And that's new as well. So we actually enhanced our parental control solution by what we call a whitelisting technology. So specifically for like younger kids below 12 years of age, it's important to block off all the internet and only let them access, like, let's say, websites that are suitable for minors. So that's a different approach than our previous blacklisting approach. Blacklisting means we have certain categories that are predefined, like, for example, like erotic content, for example, or gambling or violent content, and you can block these off by just checking a box. It's as simple, and the devices of the kids get protected. But with the new eBlocker 2, it's out-of-home protection. It's for specifically protection for under 12-year-old kids. And we have so many new things. It's terrific.
And it's just as easy, as you mentioned, to install. You simply plug it into your router, and then the configuration is just as easy, too. But you're going to demo what's involved here on video. Again, intotomorrow.com. If you're driving at the moment or otherwise listening on the radio, you want to see the products we're showing. And now Christian's going to show us what you have to do with this little cube when you get it.
Well, it's as simple as plugging a plug into a plug.
Yeah, your router.
Here we are having a regular router, and you take a cord, a LAN cable, and plug it into one part and into the other part, power it up. Of course, it needs still power, and then you're done. And 5 minutes later, all your devices are all protected.
Now, how does it affect your web browsing? If you're not concerned about parental controls, maybe there's no kids living in the house, and you're saying, okay, but is it going to block me from sites I want to go to, whether they're erotic or otherwise? Or, but the point is, how do you experience any difference in your browsing?
Well, you experience a difference in your browsing because it speeds up your browsing experience due to the fact that all the data collectors and ad networks that are collecting your browsing habits get blocked off before they enter your home network or your mobile device. And that's the cool part. If you have a data plan with, let's say, a limited volume, then eBlocker saves you money by giving you all the bandwidth to the good content and not to the ads or to the data collectors you don't want on your mobile phone.
See, that's why we had you on again. And when we heard that eBlocker has a version 2 now, we thought it's going to do even more. And yet the first one was great. So keep up the good work, and we'll have you on again. I'm sure there'll be even more items that you'll be coming out with and more ways to help us all the way into tomorrow.
Absolutely. We have more ideas to come, and I'm happy to present all these next year at IFA.
Terrific. eBlocker.com. And, of course, we'll get you to Christian's site when you visit intotomorrow.com. Be sure to catch the IFA highlight video and video of all the guest interviews. Meantime, I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into Tomorrow.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
to participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.